89.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here, coming to you live and in person from my kitchen where I'm pouring my coffee, and we're doing this on the phone today because, well, as we sometimes say, we are experiencing technical difficulties in our connection mode. A little Comrex machine has failed to connect with the station, but no blame, just trying to figure out where the connection is and where we're going with it. So to bring you a radio show, we have to do it again like we've done three or four times, and that's on my telephone. So I hope you can hear me okay. Hope everything's good. Grabbing my coffee, my smoothie, getting the dogs out of here, and walking around the house. How are we doing, Aaron?
We are doing well, and you are coming in loud and clear. You're doing more, making the best out of a tough
situation. I'm clear. That's the main thing. Got a little chilly last night. I think it was in the low 50s here. 47 yesterday morning, so we crank up the old Hearth America Backyard Billy's fireplace insert here and warm things up. So we do. Dogs are slowly getting under control. And with all the mess that we had here this morning, I'm behind the time. So turning out lights. I'm walking around. Any callers on the line yet?
We have Glenn in Chestertown, as always, our first caller today.
All right. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning, buddy?
Hey, I'm okay, I guess. Say, still
better than me.
Still standing up and looking down at the top of the grass.
Well, that's a good thing. It's always a good thing to hear that from you, buddy, that you're looking down at the top of the grass. That's for sure. So I'm doing the same thing, only I'm looking down at the top of my floor here in my back room studio. So there's no grass in here that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think you want any grass in the house. So.
No, there's no grass in the house. Never has been, never will be. Never even tasted the stuff. I have no idea. Yeah. And I'm talking about the wacky weed, that kind of stuff. So never had the experience.
Mm-hmm. I think I smoked one. Well, it took about three or four puffs in one. Way long time ago, but... But that's about it.
Didn't like it?
Didn't do it.
Didn't do it for you. Oh, good for you. Good. Well, glad to hear that. So, well, back in the day, from what I'm hearing now, the new stuff that people are using and has been legalized and all that stuff is like 10 to 20 times more powerful with the chemicals than it had in the past. Yeah, so it's definitely a scourge. Legal, but so is drinking. So people, you never know who you're on the highway with. And being on the highway as much as I have, I see all kinds of behavior out there. You have to wonder, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. We got muzzleloader season coming up here in about 2 weeks or so, if that, Thursday the 16th it starts, and we're seeing some nice deer out there coming through. My number one buck showed up on the property the other day. I hadn't seen him since August, but he was there, and so the acorns, I think, drew the deer on our property off of the property, but I'm not sure if they're almost done or if that's changing or what's going on. I'm not seeing the deer in the cornfields that I was seeing, but they're starting to show back up again. So maybe the acorns have been exhausted. I'm not sure yet, but you know, I'm just looking forward to that cooler little time. It kind of cooled off here real nice this week, and it gets the juices flowing for the upcoming season. So,
yeah,
got a few little things you can do. Maybe shoot the muzzleloader once or twice, and get the clothes ready and that kind of stuff. But we'll be ready for them.
Yeah.
And bear season, got our arrangements ready for bear season. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to hunt in Frederick County this year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nice picture of a big bear crossing the road not far from the property we hunt, so we know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a denning area up in there. And, you know, I've shared my experience a few times about seeing the bears in that property, so
mm-hmm.
we're good.
Yep.
So that's how it goes, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Take care.
All right. All right, Glenn, you have a great day.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There goes Glenn. So we're doing this show on the phone, and hopefully the sound quality is okay. You all can text me and let me know if we're coming through loud and clear. We'll continue to try to connect the machine here as we go along. And maybe, hey, Aaron.
Yes?
Got a question. Did anybody feed the chipmunks last night that turned the wheel?
Hey, you know what? Well, that's a good question. While you're talking to Mark in Delaware, I'm going to go check on that now.
I think that's a great idea. All right, man. Thanks. So, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's with the chipmunks?
The chipmunks?
Well, yeah.
They run on the wheel that generates the power to run the station.
Oh, okay. That'll do it.
So if they don't get fed, they kind of fall asleep on the job, and then you got to go wake them up and feed them and get the wheel turning again so that everything connects up just right in the station, in the studio.
And here I had a mental image of something altogether different.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they use chipmunks, sometimes they use hamsters, sometimes they use squirrels. You know, it all depends on what survives. You know, when you don't feed them, you got to replace it. So.
Yeah, that's it. Sort of like windmills and solar. It's not real reliable electricity.
Correct. And yet they continue to build these giant solar farms over here. I drive around Maryland, in particularly Caroline County, Dorchester County, there are some ginormous solar fields going in. And I see them all over the place. And when I was up in Garrett County a couple weeks ago, the windmills on the mountain just, in my mind, just destroyed the whole scenic view.
Not to mention what they've done to the birds.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
Devastating. You know, it's a funny thing. People who profess to love nature and protect the environment have so little concern for whales, porpoises, birds, you name it,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, over here the big concern is offshore windmills.
Yep.
And whales are washing up in great numbers where they never have before.
Someone said there were whales in the bay last week. Now, I haven't. I believe that this person was accurate, that they heard the report, and I suggested maybe they were pilot whales, which I have seen pods of pilot whales off the coast. When we used to go to New Jersey, you'd see, you know, porpoises, and then you'd see the pilot whales, porpoises, dolphins, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And then you'd see the pilot whales out there. In great pods of, you know, 10 to 20, and not just one, several pods at the same time. Now, this is back when I was a kid. This is in the 60s. But I don't know if those sightings are still there or not. I don't know. I don't know if people see pilot whales or don't see pilot whales. But anyway, you'd see the dolphins, and you'd see them come up, and the gray backs, and then the pilot whales would have these great black backs and be, you know, three times the size of a dolphin with a curved dorsal fin. It was pretty cool to watch that. So
yeah, it is. I've seen dolphins right offshore, and I mean, I don't know, 40 feet off
mm-hmm.
the beach in Bethany Beach. I was really thrilled the first time.
Sure.
And I've never seen a living dolphin before.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in there. I mean, they're eating something. So whatever's in the surf,
yeah,
they tend to be eating. So, and they,
you know,
I haven't heard about a major bay invasion this year. There were some earlier, I heard, but you know, for a couple of years in a row, they were here in great numbers.
Yeah, I read about a term, cetacean, whatever. And encompasses all those animals, whales, dolphins, porpoises.
Right. Which are mammals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Allegedly,
they
crawled off the, while we came out of the ocean, so did they, and then they returned while we did not.
Okay.
they're a lot, they're built like us, and in many ways. Different evolution. All right.
Yes. All right.
So here's why I called. We're in my immediate neighborhood. A new developer is putting in a development, and they took down a lot of trees. A lot.
Yeah.
So with the edge gone, the deer are gone.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yep. Of course. That's like in Owings Mills when I lived there in the early 80s, they cut down giant cedar trees. There were cedar trees. There was a beautiful stand of cedar trees, and they cut them all down to build a development, and then they named the development Cedar Ridge.
That's ironic.
Ironic, yeah. It's something worse than that, but... Yep. So, but the development continues, so it does. I lost a hunting property over there in Owings Mills. It was, I think, I don't know, 300 acres, something like that.
Mm.
And one of the fellows that lived there, it was actually on the cover of an old magazine that I put out called Fish Finder Magazine back in mid-80s to early 90s. And I met the guy, and he gave me permission to hunt. And there were some good deer there. And he said, well, it's going to be last year we're going to be able to hunt. I said, why? He said, we're putting 150 townhomes on here. I said, great. So, but that's just the way of the world. And the old Pikesville Gun Club. You know, that all went the way of the developer, too.
Yeah.
Frank Burt Smoot. That's where I first met Bob Folkrod, the internationally famous hunter that's now part of the big box pro staff, or maybe still is, maybe isn't, I don't know, but you know, Bob and I go back almost 40 years, so. But is what it is, man. Progress, like, is what they call it.
Yes, it is.
But what is the movement for the windmills offshore in Delaware?
Right now, I think everything is on hold because the federal administration has put a hold on approving permits.
Got it.
So I would guess, given the passage of time, that it'll just fade away.
Right. Gotcha.
Which is fine by me. If it's not reliable, then what's the point?
Well, I agree.
And the... What we need, there is not one electrical generating station in the state of Delaware now. They put several hundred million dollars in improvements into one down here in Sussex County. Allegedly the cleanest coal-fired plant in the country, but they shut it down because it wasn't green.
It wasn't green.
So now we're at the mercy of the generators selling power into PJM.
Wow.
And our own politicians did it to us.
Of course they did.
Meanwhile, they insist we go to electric cars. Now, that makes sense.
Yeah, not at all. Oh, good grief.
Wow.
Yep. It's outstanding, the the actions of those who we elect to represent us, isn't it?
It's a lot like what's often said about second marriages, the hope of the triumph of hope over experience.
I hear you.
Not all, certainly not in your case, but in a lot of cases.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, the first one wasn't great. The second one was spectacular. The third one was as good as the second one. So, you know, I can't speak to that old saying. So.
No, it doesn't apply to everybody.
Mm-mm. But anyway. All right, brother. Well, I'm sorry to hear the deer have taken it, but they're somewhere.
Yeah, they don't evaporate. They've found a more hospitable place.
Yep, they have.
Then once they put up the development and people put in their landscaping, then they can come back for that.
Oh, they'll be back, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'll be back, no question. And then become someone's issue on the highway. So.
Oh, brother, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Be careful out there.
Yes. Alan, it's good to talk to you. I hope you have.
Thank you, buddy. You have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. Hey, I think we're going to take our first break. Are you ready, Mr. Aaron, for our break there, sir?
Yes, we are.
Good. I mentioned the aforementioned Hearth America and Backyard Billies. I said I cranked up the fireplace insert there for a few minutes, and it's really good to do that because all I have to do is grab the remote and press a button, and I have heat. And when it gets to a tolerable place, which it is right now, click the button and turn the heat off. You can have this experience too, by the way. Wouldn't it be nice, rather than build a big old fire and let that thing go and crackle and pop and, you know, deal with the ashes afterward, and not be able to control it, and it gets too hot, and it gets too, you know, and then it goes out, and it gets too cold. Well, that can be solved simply with a fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and as I mentioned, it's so easy. Fills the room with heat, you know, easy, on and off with the remote. It's just an enjoyable experience. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, if you prefer that for your primary or your alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. And it's here and there. I mean, it's pecking at us a little bit here as it gets further into the fall. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500 is the phone number, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. The actual street is Drummer Drive, so you get off the exit and turn right if you're coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders, with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes?
Aaron.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Old Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor-toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Poke salad, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. No. He suck a little pussy.
Guess we're back, right?
You are back.
All right, good. Very good, very good. So I got some texts from some folks that said I sounded muffled on the air. So we'll try and be a little more judicious here with the phone and hold it a little closer. And those of you who are texting, can text back and say, if this sounds better, that'd be great. I'd love to hear from you. So we're giving it a shot. And I'm sorry about the phone. I really am. This machine is supposed to be the miracle machine. When it works, technology is great. When it doesn't work, well, we still have the technology rather than sitting there in the studio behind the microphone. So Aaron's doing a fantastic job switching back and forth between the commercials and the live. So I didn't tell you about the muzzleloader contest. We are starting the October giveaway. So we'd like to hear from you. All you have to do is call in, leave your name and number, and go on the air with me. You just have to say, hey, I just want to get in the contest, or you can ask a question, make a comment. We'd love to hear from you. So that's how simple that is to give that muzzleloader away. We gave Jim's his. Jim, we met with Jim the other day at Bel Air Gun Range and had a nice conversation with Mike up there at Bel Air Gun Range, and we looked at a couple guns and gave Jim his muzzleloader. He seemed to be happy, and so we're just overjoyed that we're able to do this again. And we thank the fine folks at Hawk Optics for providing the scopes for the muzzleloaders this year, so you don't have to buy one. And it's a great package. So you get the case, the muzzleloader, the scope, and then, of course, you've got to take care of the accessories and so forth, but that's a minor part of the deal. People ask me, what kind of powder do you use in your muzzleloader? I switched over to Blackhorn 209 several years ago. I was using the 777 pellets, and I have one muzzleloader here, a CVA, that it was an Acura, and like so many manufacturers like Browning and Weatherby and others, it had a what's called a DuraTouch finish on it, and that was touted as the latest and greatest non-slip thing years ago, but it became... As it degraded, it became sticky. So then the term sticky stock became a thing. So one of the muzzleloaders had sticky stock, one of the CVAs, and called CVA, gave them the serial number. They sent the replacement stock, which was great. It's Acura. And the sticky stock DuraTouch was all black, so they sent me a nice camo replacement stock, which was very nice. Now, Weatherby would do the same thing. I have a Weatherby here. 300 Win Mag Vanguard that experienced the same stuff, the sticky stock syndrome from the DuraTouch being, you know, starting to degrade. And I called Weatherby and they said, yeah, we'll be glad to replace it. And then they asked the key question, are you the original owner? And I had to say no. I was the third owner of it. And they said, well, you're going to have to buy a stock from us to replace it. So pick one out and we'll give you a price. So I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. I don't use this particular gun. I would like to have it, you know, upgraded to a non-sticky stock. But I just haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. And there's several options on there. You can look on their website and get a select a stock, and you know, they'll give you the price and the whole deal. So that, but I just thought, you know, for those of you who are experiencing that particular thing, the old sticky stock syndrome, there are solutions out there, and I understand Browning replaces them as well for free. You simply have to be the original owner. Call the service department. They'll send you a form. They'll ask you to put the serial number and so forth on it and explain it, and you'll be fine. So those of you who have done that, if you'd like to share your experience, we'll be more than glad to talk with you. 410 WCBM 680. So we've got the muzzleloader contest underway. Call the number, 410-922-6680. Leave your first and last name. Leave your phone number. And if you want to put, you know, add somebody to your entry, you know, you want to put two names in, like yours and a child or something like that, a grandchild, you can do that. Give us a call here and name and phone number. Go on the air with me, and we should be good to go. Now, I will also offer those of you the opportunity that are listening somewhere else and can't, you know, particularly get to the phone. Drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, CVA contest or muzzleloader contest or contest in the subject line, and we'll enter you into the contest. We'll get back to you ASAP and tell you that you're in. Okay? How's that? Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron?
Not right now. We're all caught up.
Am I sounding any better to you? I wonder if I'm sounding any better to the listeners.
You're sounding a little better for sure, a little bit more clear.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. I have to remember that I'm doing this on the phone and not through the headset that has the microphone attached. So we'll be good to go. So we are expecting a call any second now, folks. So just pick up the phone, 410-922-6680.
Like
if you can't remember that, it's 410-WCBM-680. And we'll take your call, get you in the contest. We want as many people in this contest as possible. So that would be good. Let's see. A little bit more clear. Yes, thank you. Oh, we'll consider that. Getting some text right now. Let's see. Tom says audio is fine. John says you're doing all you can. Considering it's fine. And Kathleen said it's a little bit more clear with some other comments. So I like it. We'll talk. So 410-922-6680. Don't see any emails coming through just yet. So that's okay. I understand it's a beautiful day out there. I understand that it's a cold front. I understand if you're getting in the stand. I get all that if you're on your way. If you haven't quite made it yet and you're listening on the radio, why not enter the muzzleloader contest?
We have someone who wants in on the muzzleloader contest, Alan. We have Frank in St. Michael's is on hold.
Okay, let's do that. Good morning, Frank.
My friend Alan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Frank. How are you doing? I'm sorry to see that note you sent me the other day about your friend.
Well, it was the little catchphrase in there. It was the reason behind my sending that. It was because you always said, there he goes. But in the mask cards, it said, there she goes, referring to the ship leaving dock.
Right.
So, yeah, that was the catchphrase that prompted me to do that.
Sure, I got it.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
So other than that, I wanted to thank you for all these years of, always being entertaining and so knowledgeable. And because I think I've been following you for 20 years now.
At least, yeah. Yeah. So, and I still want to get together with you, Frank. It's just been a mess. It really has.
I understand. I can't get into it now, but things have changed.
Okay. For the better? For the better or not? For the better or for the worse?
I don't want to say the worst, but it's not as
good. Okay, they're not as good as they were. I get it.
Okay. Yeah, so.
All right, we'll talk
later.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Al, be well.
All right, did you leave your name and number?
Yes, I did, absolutely.
All right, Frank, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care.
All right, bud. Bye-bye. 410, WCBM 680. That's all you got to do. Follow Frank's lead. Call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me.
Alan, you have Brian and Bel Air on hold as well.
Brian and Bel Air. Let's talk to Brian and Bel Air. Good morning, Brian. How are you? Hello, Brian.
If you would like to make a call, please hang up and
Brian
try again.
Brian had to hang up. Did Brian enter the contest?
He did, so we'll have him call back.
Yeah, we have to have you call back, Brian. Sorry, you got to go on the air. So, 410-922-6680. Yes, indeed. Yeah, you just can't call, leave your number, and hang up. We got to go on the air. That's part of the contest rules, right? Right. So, we like that.
Now we have Carl in West Virginia.
Carl, West Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you all gentlemen doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm fantastic out here in West Virginia, getting ready to do some fishing with my uncles, and I camped out overnight, so we're making coffee by the fire.
Making coffee by the fire. Man, that warms my heart that you call in and tell, the radio show while you're doing that. Boys, the cup for me, buddy. I'll drink one with you. Here we go.
Well, we'll have a pot together. How about that?
Ah, boy, that sounds good. I like that. What part of West Virginia?
Wardensville, West Virginia.
Wardensville, West Virginia. That brings back memories from long ago when I was a teenager.
Wow.
My father was a nursing home administrator in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, Berlin. And I would come home from school, get my fishing stuff together, And I would not go to sleep that night. I would stay up all night long. I was watching TV. I remember I was watching, what was it called? Chiller Theater, I think. With, yeah, I think it was Katie K.A., Bill Cardill, Chilly Willy. And it was, you know, the old monster movies and stuff. And about a little after midnight, I'd look out and the car would show up outside in the parking lot. I'd take my fishing stuff and head down, and we would go to one of several places in West Virginia, and Wardensville was one of them, where we went for trout, mostly. And then we would go to the North Branch of Potomac for bass. We would go to Lost River. Is it still called Lost River, where they the river disappears underground and then comes back out?
Yeah, I think it is, yes. I just rode by through there. I've never been out this way, so I took a little gander yesterday, but yeah, I remember seeing Lost River.
Yeah, well, Wardensville is one of the hot spots. And
now, what
sometimes
do you mean by that?
We'd get there the night before and sleep in the car. Yeah, wake
that's
up.
What I did. Well, I didn't sleep
yeah.
in the car. I actually pitched a tent, but yeah, that's what we did.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Good
bring
old
back
times.
Fond memories, buddy. Fond memories. And you got there?
I'm making some by myself. I
What's
wish
that?
You all could be here. I said, I'm making some by myself. I wish you all
mm-hmm.
could be here.
I got you. Well, I'm glad you called. You're in the muzzleloader contest.
I appreciate it.
Do you live in West Virginia or you live in Maryland?
No, I live in Perry Hall, Maryland. Nope. My uncles moved from Perry Hall, Middle River, 10, 15 years ago, and they moved out to Berkeley Springs.
Yeah.
And some other part down 522. So I come out here and to hang out with them to get away from
That's
the crazies
cool.
in Baltimore.
I don't blame anybody. I don't blame you at all.
This is my medicine, my dose of medicine. So
perfect. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate the call. You have a wonderful trip. Catch some fish.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you taking my call. Y'all have a great day.
You do the same thing, buddy. Welcome back to okay. Perry Hall when you get back. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, now there's a trip down memory lane, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciated that. Wardensville, that brings back Springfield. That brings up, you know, North Branch there. You pull into the cabin. You can go into the cabin if you want. You don't have to, but get your rods all tied up before it gets completely daylight, and you listen to the whippoorwills nearby. The whippoorwills stop, and the barred owls start hooting up and down the river, up and down the valley and the river. The hoot owls would incite the turkeys to start gobbling. Oh, man, what a childhood, I will tell you that. You get your stuff ready. You walk down to the river and you wade in, and that first splash of water on your legs is just so exhilarating. You know where all the deep holes are so you don't step in them, and you start fishing for smallmouth bass. The night before, you've been out in the creek seining minnows for bait and picking night crawlers, and oh, man, I had a great childhood, I can tell you that, especially when it comes to fishing, that's for sure. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's get a call here. And
Let's get to our second break, Alan, if you don't mind.
What's that?
Let's take our second break, Alan, if you don't mind.
I like that idea. Go right ahead.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference, and that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know what? For whatever your pursuit, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites are the Vantage 3x9x40 straight wall marksman featuring a BDC and etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all the popular straight wall cartridges. That's for sure. Hawk has done the complicated math so you don't have to. Along those same lines, the 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope is the one that's going to be on your muzzleloader. If you win, the scope can be calibrated to speeds from 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched, illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Part of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products. All the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling.
Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
I heard a little bit of static that put me back on the air, so I'm glad to hear that. So any callers on the line, Mr. Aaron?
Yes, we have Mike in Rosedale on hold.
Mike in Rosedale, that sounds good. Let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Good morning, Mike.
How you doing, Alan?
Okay, it'll be better if my machine would work, but I'm coming to you on my cell phone, yeah. So how about that?
That's all. Whenever we normally get upgrades at work, it's usually a downgrade. You'll always have problems at the beginning.
Upgrades become a downgrade. Yep, technology yep. Can't keep up with itself. Can't get out of its own way sometimes.
Exactly.
What's going on?
Yeah, I had a question now. And I'm down at Gunpowder waiting to get to the marina. Is that okay. One of the places that are shut down for the CR? Is the gate still closed?
That's a state park. That shouldn't be federal.
Yeah, I didn't think so. The gates are still closed. Normally it's open, but now.
Yeah, maybe somebody slipped in. I can't tell you. You'll have to call me back during the next hour. Let me know if you got in.
Okay. So, all right. Thanks.
No, I can't see that as a federal thing at all.
Well, wait a minute. I wrote to a different gate, and they got that gate open, so maybe they're just running late,
again?
Like you said. Yeah, I think maybe they might be late. You know.
Okay. Is it open yet or not?
One of the gates are, not to the marina, the one that takes you out to the beach. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm assuming maybe they'll get to it.
The last thing sometimes on their mind is allowing fishermen to come in. You know what I mean? They have more
important. And they also had that fire there a while back, so maybe they don't see it being a high draw point, you know.
I hear you. Yep.
I don't know. So how's things going? Ready for hunting?
Well, good. I'm glad you're ready for hunting. You got it. You get to put your name in the muzzleloader contest?
I'll put it in.
Okay.
Normally
good.
Don't win, but you got to put it in to have a chance, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, somebody hits the Mega Millions every now and then too. So.
But I don't play that. I don't give any more money than they already get.
Yeah, that's true, too. So.
Yeah. All right, well, it's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, and good luck out there today. What are you going for, bass today?
Going for a rockfish, just playing around.
I got you.
We don't
understand there's a good topwater bite, so don't hesitate to take your topwater lures out.
Yeah, I got them all with me, but got to get in there first.
That's the main thing right there. Well, as a buddy of mine said, all right, talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye.
As a buddy of mine said, when my first trip to Liberty Reservoir, my old buddy Joel, long gone, rest in peace, buddy. Joel says, I said, I'm jacked up. I want to go fishing on Liberty Reservoir. I said, Joel, what time do you want me to meet you at the boat ramp? He had the boat. Like 6 o'clock, he says, looks at me, he goes, 6 o'clock? What do you want to do, throw it in their mouth when they yawn? Meet me at McDonald's at 8. I'm like, okay. We had a great day. We did. We caught largemouth and smallmouth and everything else, so it was fun. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think we need to take our final minute break. What do you think, Aaron?
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. Fishing and crabbing, plenty of it left. As the water temperature cools down, the fishing gets hotter, crabs get bigger. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop for live bait and minnows. Stop by for any line that you might need to wind on your spool. You might get a good deel on a fishing rod and reel combination. Don't forget the St. Croix rods, the Shakespeare ugly sticks. Got a nice text from somebody about using the President reels from Clyde Sport Shop. And we're always nice to hear that somebody's listening. And Pfluger does make a good rod. I've made them for years and years and years. So they got all the tackle for every kind of fishing for fall fishing, too. The website is ClydeSportShop.com, 410-242-6108. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billies, let's not forget. They do carry sheds. They carry everything for your backyard. They carry tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. They carry sheds and greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops, not to mention the inside stuff like the fireplace inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stove. So Backyard Billies is your place for anything for your backyard, and including the hearth end of it called Hearth America. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, to reach one of the friendly, knowledgeable staff people. Maybe make an appointment, tell them you want to shop for the fireplace inserts, and they'll be glad to help you out. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, that very challenging hour went by pretty quick, thank goodness. And we're going to keep trying to connect throughout the break here and see if we can get it done. In the meantime, if you got to go, get out, stay safe. Remember, your family is your most important asset. Faith, family, friends, and freedom. Love your family, love the Lord. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.